and working 9 to 5.
There today compared to yesterday, and that wind was ferocious. 42 at Arnett, 43 at Beaver, 43 up there by Helena, Oklahoma. Wellington, 45, and it seemed to be the coolest spot. Store in Wheeler County, from animal feed and farm and ranch supplies to paint and barbecue supplies. They are a one-stop shop. The store has been serving the Texas Panhandle for over 30 years. The owners, Nathan and Charity, have big, big pride in them. When you walk into their store, their team will be there ready to help you with all your product needs. And to do it, best store in the store. Pro dealer for over 10 years. They deliver to ranches and stores all over the Texas Panhandle, Kansas, and Oklahoma. Located at 15868 152, just outside of Wheeler, Texas. They look forward to serving. I just want to throw this out there. Let's go. Nathan and Wheeler General Store help out a lot of our local chapters, like FFA chapters, 4-H. They do a wonderful job in helping the community. So please show them some respect by going back and giving it back to them, buying some stuff from their store. Feed, lumber, fix it up stuff, whatever you need, but be sure and pay it back to them, because they do a wonderful job of helping both sides of the state line of Texas. Here, let's check out the city, what's going on today. Elk City Livestock is happening right now. Corn futures right now, May is 635, September is 568. Soybeans for May, 1476. Soybeans are for July, 1462, August 4, 2020. Soybean meal for May, 465.90 a short ton. Bushel, July 24, it's even up a little bit, May 3rd, July 6th, May 79, 6th, solid July, May 9th, 4th, Texas, and down in Dollars, 67, natural gas is April, but around 238, looks like the S&P and NASDAQ are down, all down just a little bit. Today, all kinds of things going on in the world. I had a deal for you guys up front. We'll take a break in a few minutes. Farmers are set to reap the benefits of declining prices. They plant their crop this spring after soaring prices triggered by production costs. Political. How about that? Geopolitical and supply chain challenges. Weekly North American fertilizer price index fell 3.3% last week. March 13th, the urea price, B, flat. Vice President of Fertilizer at StoneX Financial Services said the outlook for nitrogen has improved in the last 12 months. From a U.S. perspective, urea is the best-priced nitrogen source. And anhydrous ammonia are both higher than typical premiums versus urea, he said. If that happens on a large scale, it could put the U.S. cannabis supply and demand out of balance, which will have price implications. Domestic fertilizer production represents only 7% of global production. Synergy is high prices on the last year on the cost of ammonia and nitrogen. High natural gas production costs turned off almost all production there. For example, in August, the Dutch TTF, a virtual trading point for price of natural gas and most of Europe in the LNG market, reached that a long time with winter. But the tide has partially caused warmer weather today. Moreover, the Russian invasion of Ukraine a year ago sent nitrogen prices spiraling. Urea exports. In the fall of 21, China banned urea exports. Many believed that would continue going forward. While exports were down significantly overall in 2022, there are signs coming back. Values on the other hand, as farmers made applications to defend against historical high prices. While current versus history, they match up very well with current grain values, which could mean demand is higher than anticipated. Tampa ammonia, the world's benchmark, has plummeted to pre-war level this year. Mideast ammonia was down 27%, but still trading above normal. Ultimately, there are several global factors that will play a large part in how much values go up or down going forward. It is hard to bet against a near year-long price slide trend, but eventually bear markets turn around. There you have it. Anyway, when I come back from this Wheeler General Store Happy Cap Hour, I'll have some stuff on livestock. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Farmers and ranchers love heavier steel. They're built better. They've got boring. Every kind of amenity that we could think of. You're not having crackouts and breaks and the tires come in. Ranchers love tires. This cattle king
Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed and Corn, Ford Sorghum, and Nyla. AC, Avanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI. 225-0317 for more details on Avanta Seeds. The future begins with a seed.
The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull Sale is Monday, March 27th at 1 o'clock at Sweetwater. Featuring over 30 age advantage Red Angus bulls, over 45 registered Red Angus replacement heifers, over 50 12 to 18 month old Red Angus bulls, over 50 commercial Red Angus replacement heifers, and over 40 commercial Red Angus first calf heifer pairs. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale info, go to McIntyreRedAngus.com. The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull Sale is Monday, March 27th at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
Get ready for endless fun because the Spring Break Season Pass Sale at Six Flags Over Texas is here. It even comes with a free platinum upgrade and parking, and you can splash down at Hurricane Harbor Arlington for free. Plus a whole season of amazing events, including Fright Fest and epic rides like the new Aquaman Power Wave, coming soon. All starting at $7.99 a month after initial payment. Get your pass now, just in time for spring break. See details at SixFlags.com.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Good afternoon, all of Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, March 13th. I'm Drew Cobb. 1,947 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 523 brought 241. 11 at 641 brought 205. 13 at 755 brought 188. 15 at 783 brought 188.50. 11 at 853 brought 179.50. 24 at 874 brought 178. 33 at 973 brought 174. 12 head of heifers at 346 brought 210. 19 at 520 brought 206. 16 at 604 brought 190. 22 at 658 brought 184.50. 7 at 674 brought 169. 17 at 827 brought 175. 13 at 932 brought 167. Butcher cows were 30 to 107. Butcher bulls brought 72 to 122.75. Bred cows were 800 to 1310. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. Exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. Consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. I've picked McLean, Texas for our panhandle forecast here. Currently there it's 41 degrees, wind chills 35, humidity's 46, dew points 22. The winds are out of the northwest at 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 17. Peak wind gust today was 34 miles an hour. Month-to-date precipitation at McLean's 0.17. That bees. 17 100s or 171,000. How do you like that? No red flag minutes today so far. Sub-freezing minutes today, 370 minutes. 8-inch soil temperature, not available. Well, I got a surprise visit in here today from my son and grandsons from Kansas, and I got my little 11-year-old Evan Clark, grandson, in here. You want to tell everybody hi?
Hi.
Yeah, you get close to the mic, it sounds really light. So, what grade are you in?
Fifth.
You're living in Topeka?
Yes.
All right. You're a Kansas guy now. Born in Texas, but you're in Kansas now, right?
Yeah.
All right. You know the difference between a bull and a cow?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Just double checking. Thanks for coming and seeing me today, all right?
Okay.
All right, that's my grandson from Topeka, Kansas. I want to give a big shout out to Miss Kara Cummins from the Hollis FFA. She got Supreme Grand Champion Market Goat. And here in about, 12:18, about 3 hours and 45 minutes, she is number 4 on the list to sell at the OYE sale they'll be having here coming up. I think they've got to be in place by 3 o'clock, and the sale starts at 4 o'clock. And Monday I'll go over some of the prices. I printed the whole thing out, and man, Western Oklahoma is well represented at the OYE. And you, by the way, you stopped by there at the OYE yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah,
on your way
we
down
did.
Here. What'd you see there? Lots of animals and kids?
We saw a lot of kids playing football, and we saw saw a bunch of cows getting cleaned and sheep.
All right.
Henry wanted to go see the pigs, but there wasn't any.
Oh, yeah, there's a few. You just had to look hard for them. Mm-hmm. Just the ones that are at the sale and stuff. But anyway, so that's pretty interesting, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's a big stock show, huh? Yeah, it's pretty big. So anyway, congratulations to all the kids that participated in OIE, whether you're still there today or not. It takes a lot of hard work. Not everybody can make the sale, but there's always next year. And anyway, again, I didn't know if I missed her, if that just happened yesterday. I think her dad's the big boss down at Western Equipment at Altus, if I'm not wrong. But anyway, congratulations again to Kara Cummins with the Hollis FFA. Coming up after this next break, coming up at 30 past hour, Greg Hartman will be on here with me from the LSU Extension office here in Beckham County. It's time to plant potatoes. It's time to be concerned about the stickers growing, and we'll have all that coming up. I want to briefly do a bull sale for you guys real quick. Man, the Jimmy's bull and female sale calendar in Penny News has been a huge hit for everybody, and appreciate everybody doing it, and it continues to grow. But the bull sales are going to start winding down here in the next 30 or 45 days. So if you ain't bought a bull yet, you better be going. So join us for our spring bull sale, the Red Dirt Roundup, Saturday, March 25th. At 1 o'clock, lunch is at noon at the ranch in Canton, Oklahoma. 30 bulls will sell. Registered 18 to 24-month-old red Angus bulls at the chain ranch. Find out more about it. Go to www.chainranch.com. Anyway, great bull sale. Big ad. Huge. You can't miss the ad in the Penny News. So anyway, if you miss what I'm saying or didn't get it wrote down, just pick you up a copy of Penny News. They're all over Western Oklahoma and the Eastern Texas Panhandle, and it'll have all the bull sales in there that we got going up. So I got a little tribute for you guys. Anybody want to win a pair of tickets to the Elk City Motorsports Park? Because their first race is coming up. I got one pair of tickets to give away, and we got starting, when is that? Here, I'll just read the live read on it. The Elk City, the Friday night KCO presents the 23 racing season opener at the awesome Elk City Motorsports Park. They are back. The super fast Dirt Dog 305 sprint cars will be fighting it out on the track, plus USRA limited modifieds, Mid-America factory stocks, and tuner classes will compete in the additional races. All this on a 3/8 mile semi bank track. Is built for speed, and it's a dirt track located 1 mile south of Hutches on Merritt Road and a quarter mile back west. Concessions will be available. Fun for the whole family. Come get sideways this Friday night, and that's next Friday night, not tonight. Gates will open at 5 o'clock. Races start at 7. Find out more at Elk City Motorsports Park on Facebook. Don't miss the 23 race opener, season opener, Friday night, March 24th, presented to you by none other than us here at KECO 96.5 FM. So here's the deal. The poll was done by Ag Web Daily, and the results are in. What song lyrics go good with what you're getting ready to do? Plant season's here, harvest season will be coming and stuff, and just a song for farmers, what deals? So the number one was Here I Go Again by Whitesnake, The Race Is On by George Jones, Take It Easy by the Eagles, I Wish It Would Rain by the Temptations, Who'll Stop the Rain by CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival, Walking on Sunshine, Katrina and the Waves, Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins. That's got to be a good one. And I should probably go to bed by Dan and Shay. Anyway, that's some of the songs that won in the poll, getting ready for our planting and harvest season coming up this spring with farming. Well, mine is by Travis Trent. My pick is by Travis Trent. Where Corn Don't Grow. That's my song. Anyway, if you got a song that you like, text in to 580-225-9697 if you want a pair of tickets next week at the Elk City Motorsports Park. Text in your song you think goes good with farming, what's coming up the season. We're getting ready to plant summer crops and harvest winter crops, and put your name by it. And the third person to text in the song, their song, I will give you these tickets to the Elk City Motorsports Park. How about that? Anyway, that's for fun. Anyway, I thought that was pretty cool, what song goes good with the season coming up on us. So anyway, let's check out real quick the futures on live cattle and feeder. April 162.20, June is 156.40, August is 156.47, October 161.27, feeder cattle for March 189.10, April is 194.65. Let's look at what happened yesterday at Woodward. I think things are just stable. Things are stabilized. Let's see what he says here. He has 3,685 head this week, yesterday, compared to 3,200 last week. Compared to last week, feeder steers and heifers are mostly steady. Steer calves steady. Heifer calves steady to $4 higher. Demand was moderate. Quality was average to attractive. Supply included 100% feeder cattle at Woodward yesterday. Here's some of the price ranges from 3 to 4. They were anywhere from 243 to 276 on your 4 to 5 weights. Anywhere from 225 to 263 for some 465 pounders. That was pretty good. And then 5 to 6 range was anywhere from 211 to 254. And your 6 to 7 range was anywhere from $2. The highest I see here is 225. On your 7 to 8 weights, 176 to 203. And 8 weights was anywhere from 174 to 188.50. And 9 weights on steers, 168 to 179 was top end. Looks like the average was 172.89. So that's a pretty good chunk of money for a 900-pound steer. On your heifers, they're the same. They're looking good. The heifer deal's just been awesome the last month as far as I'm concerned. Your 3 to 4 weights was anywhere from 206 to 235. Your 4 to 5 weights on heifers, 183 to 230, top end there. 5 to 6 weights, anywhere from 189 to 2650. Your 6 weights, anywhere from 176 to 204.50. And on your 7 to 8 weights, 170 to 187. And on your 9 weights, they had some there, almost a pot load. Basically 165, somewhere in that time frame, 157.75 to 165. All right, when I come back, I'll have Mr. Greg Hartman on here from the OSU Extension Office here in Elk City, or in Sayre for Beckham County. Before we go, let's see if I got some text message. Oh, we got some going. All right, I need a couple more text messages. We got two in right now. I need one more. Somebody just sent in another text. What song do you think fits what farmers and ranchers are going to get ready to get into this coming spring with their planting, their harvesting, the whole deal? That's a good one. I like that one. Flyover States, Jill DeRosa. Anyway, that's pretty cool. Anyway, we'll be right back after this.
This is Jerry Nunn, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. For sale last Tuesday, March 14th, we sold 670 cow bulls and calves. Thursday, March 16th, we sold 3,685 calves and feeders for a total of 4,355 cattle for the week. Tuesday, better killing cows bring 90 up to 105, then cows bring 50 to 87.50, other bulls bringing 93 to 123. 3 to 4 year old open cows to breed 115 to 120, whether 2 to 4 year old bred cows 1360 to 1700. 5 to 8 year old bred cows, 1210 to 1725, and our 9 and older bred cows, 1285. 2 to 8 year old pairs, 1535 to 1850, with our 9 and older pairs, 1200 to 1775. Honor steer cattle, 3 to 4 weight steers, 243 to 276. 4 to 450 steers, 231 to 235. 5 to 550, 237 to 254. 6 to 650, $2 up to 221. With our 7 to 750, 183 to 203. 8 to 850 steers, 174 to 188.5. 9 to 950, 168 to 179. 950 to 1,000 pound steers, 164 to 173. Our heifers, 3 to 350 weight heavers, 213 to 235. 4 to 450, 183 to 230. 5 to 550, 201 to 204. 6 to 650, 184 to 204.50. 7 to 750 heifers, 170 to 187. With our 8 to 850 heifers, 162 to 172.5. And our 9 to 1,000 pound heifers, 155.75 to 165. For this Tuesday, March the 21st, we're expecting 40 bred cows running age. We also got 30 bred cows and pairs 5-day-year-old. Give us a call. We'll see you this Tuesday, 8 a.m. sharp, Thanksgiving Jerry 9 and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
We actually close our loans in-house, so we don't rely on an outside source to actually close or handle any of the signing of our documents. Most importantly, when dealing with a local bank, you're dealing with local people that are familiar with the area that you can always pick up the phone and call. We take pride in making sure we always return a phone call. Getting back in touch with the person over a phone call is very important to us. I'm Joe Shepard, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sur.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weight, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Once again, good afternoon to all of Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, March 10th. 1,449 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 485 brought 238. 5 at 509 brought 243. 10 at 555 brought 241. 4 at 609 brought 225. 7 at 723 brought 193. 8 at 879 brought 177. 4 at 940 brought 137. 7 head of heifers at 402 brought 223. 4 at 479 brought 206. 5 at 577 brought 192. 11 at 600 brought 185. 15 at 670 brought 182.50. 12 at 693 brought 183. 10 at 699 brought 175. Butcher cows were 60 to 110. Butcher bulls brought 51 to 125.50. Bred cows were 850 to 1950. Pairs brought 385 to 2325. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday, 9 a.m. You can sign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back to the Wheeler General Store. Happy Cap Hour. I have picked the big town of Arnett for your forecast for northwest Oklahoma and northeast Texas Panhandle. Currently, it's 43 there. Feels like 36. Dew points at 18. Humidity's at 37. So far, in the last 24 hours, you have got 3.03 inches of rain. So, there you go. Your rain's coming. I promise it's coming. I don't know when, but it's coming. You always can say you're a day closer to rain. Northwest wind, 14 miles an hour with wind gust up to 21. Sunrise at 7:49. Sunset at 7:48. There we go. Almost 12 hours. Today, mostly sunny, 50. Tonight, chilly, 23. Tomorrow, 46 with north winds 9 to 10 miles an hour. Sunday, 50 degrees. Monday, 57 degrees. Tuesday, it's going to be 69, but it is going to be howling. The wind is, that is, out of the south. On the phone with me right now is the world-famous Greg Hartman, OSU Extension Specialist for Beckham County. Good day, sir.
Hey, how are you doing today? I may be famous. I wonder just what it's for sure.
How about, I know you followed, how about that OYE this year?
I'm going to tell you, if you haven't been there, I've been going there for a long, long time, and I would say this is the toughest, most competitive OYE I've ever witnessed in my entire life. The days of just loading up and going and taking a mediocre one is over.
Yeah.
They better be ready to go, and they better be, you better be very, very proud of them when you leave here, because it's very, competition is so extremely high these days. Kids in Western Oklahoma did such a great job from all of our area here in Beckham County, as well as Harmon and Washita and Custer and even the surrounding areas there. Lots and lots of winners from Western Oklahoma. So the people in Western Oklahoma should be very, very proud of our kids out here. They represented us extremely well at OYE this year.
Yeah, they did. I mean, it's one lady I talked to, I don't know how you keep up with it. I said, I don't. I really depend on social media, and, you know, I can follow OYE, and I mm-hmm. got their app and stuff like that, but their printout, I just want to focus on kids out here in all Western Oklahoma, just yes. because, you know, we got the shows going all the way up in the Panhandle, Oklahoma. But, mm-hmm. man, it did good. And what the Bray Haven and Tyler Norvell and all that bunch and sponsors like, you know, from out here, people that help with that deal. It's just amazing what they're doing with that show.
Yes. Yeah. And there's lots of title sponsors that are from right out this Silk City area here that do a great job of supporting
Bank of Western
really
Oklahoma.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah. And so, anyway, they did a great job. And then I got to looking at some of those prices. You know, one of the kids from Sayre that had a gilt in that sale the other night, $11,000 gold.
Yeah, I think they set a record of like $1.25 million at the sale there. So record numbers there. Record numbers.
Wonder what's going to happen here in about 3.5 hours.
There'll be lots of money changed hands, and a lot of people will be very, very happy with all their hard work.
Well, you did a great job with the Beckham County stock show. I was there. I seen it firsthand. Everything looked like it went real well, and I want to say thank you from a bunch of people for, you know, I know you had help, but you're the...
Oh, it takes a village to put that thing on,
yes.
That's for sure. It's it just doesn't happen. Fair Board, all of our commissioners... they really work hard to support that. So it was a multitasking event to get it all done, but lots of people to be thanked for sure.
Yeah, I just, you know, I can't name them all off. We don't have enough time in the day, but they know who they are, and we appreciate
yes.
them anyway.
Yes.
Well, St. Patrick's Day's here. Guess what?
Hey, time to plant those potatoes, isn't it? So,
yes.
Got to be thinking about that. It is potato planting time. I did look at our temperatures this morning. Certainly, if you live in Cheyenne, it's soil temperatures 2-inch level there is like 37, which that's a little cool.
Yes.
You get here in Beckham County, we're in the mid-40s. That could still be just a little bit cool depending on your soil temperatures, your soil topography, the soil type, if you're in containers or in the ground. So, but it's time to be thinking about it, to get them in there. They're a cool, cold crop, so they can withstand some colder temperatures. I've even seen the tops of them froze off before, and they'll come right back out and go again. So get a lot of questions on that, which was the best to plant out this way. There are a lot of potatoes, different varieties of potatoes to plant. I would say in the soils that we have in Beckham County and Western Oklahoma, you know, you can plant some reds, but probably the Yukon Gold is probably the most popular because it grows extremely well, responds to our soil topography out here and fertilization. And then when you go to dig those up, they're very, very clean potato. They're a very thin-skinned potato, so if you want to boil them and let the skins come off, you can do that, or you can fry them in a pan. They look good with green beans or the ultra-popular gravy on them. So either way, Yukon Golds are probably the most prevalent out this way and probably the most popular.
Right. And then, yeah, because... most people probably already got their onions in the ground, if I'm guessing.
Yeah, nothing says the love like Valentine's Day than playing your onions. So, anyway, they probably got a lot of them in. I know there's still lots to still get in. But, yeah, we're moving on through the season. And I know I've talked to a lot of guys that have already got their seed, their potato, or their tomato seeds already planted, still in the greenhouse there. But it won't be long. And when we get into April, that people will be anxious to get those tomatoes out, get them established, to try to get them to blooming before we really get into the heat of the summer and get them going. So heavy gardening going on right now, participating, thinking about it. I know a lot of guys are thinking about getting their aqua or their plastic culture in. I know a lot of guys are doing that right now to get their water lines and plastic over there, warm that soil up where they can start be punching holes in that plastic to hopefully take care of the weeds and get their plants started off as best optimum maximum proficiency as they can. So a lot of things are happening in the next 30-40 days for sure as far as gardening goes.
Do you think anybody jumped the gun a little bit because we had all this warm weather?
Well, I'm sure some. I know I looked at a lot of free fruit trees here in the last week to 10 days. It really jumped the gun. And I'm afraid last night is a night, and maybe even the next couple of nights, things are not going to be positive for fruit trees here in western Oklahoma.
No, it's not going to be at all, because what I think I've seen up in Roger Mills County, 22 or 23 for a low either tomorrow night or tonight. So that ain't good.
No, if we get down and stay several hours below like 29 there, it's just not going to be very beneficial for our fruit trees or anything. They just cannot withstand that cold temperature for several hours there, and it freezes those buds, and then the buds will die and go off, and then there goes your fruit production right on the ground. So consequently, here in western Oklahoma, that happens a lot. We'll get some really nice warm days and trick our trees, trick things into thinking that, man, we're not going to have any more cold weather. And then we get about like this here the last couple of days. And then the wind doesn't help either. So certainly tough times as far as trying to grow things here in west Oklahoma with all the roller coaster temperatures we have and the weather we have out here.
Right. Okay, so we got some, you know, we're still in a drought out here. It was dry. We got some showers the other day, and they still haven't got any north of us. The wheat's got blue spots in it. And even with this rain that we've got, 3 tenths here and 3 tenths there in a few quick days, will that rain, will that fix those blue spots? Are those blue spots already damaged? Do you know? And if not, I mean, I'm sure it'll still make some hay, but as far as grains, is it done?
Well, I'm not going to say done, but it's certainly unlimited timeline. Those blue spots in there are showing some stress, especially in tighter ground, and so certainly we got to have some relief for that. The only problem with getting the rain that we had, which was great, we just cannot have that kind of rain and then have winds like we had recently, because it just almost dries it out, and we lose it almost as quick as we got it. So even though we got some rain there, and I heard you mention there in Arnett, and I think here in my gauge I had almost 5 tenths over several days there, with as dry as it's been, the drought we've had, and then all those ferocious winds for several hours, it dries things out. It's just almost like you didn't get a rain. So we're going to have a lot more before we get out of the boat, and I'm certainly worried about our test spots that OSU has out this way for some variety checks, how they're going to be. They've struggled, seemed like, all winter long. I was hoping maybe in the spring that they would kind of catch up, but certainly I don't know if they'll be big enough to even have a tour. And if we don't get some more rain, for sure they won't be. And if the rains, like you mentioned a while ago, are going to be howling here later on today and maybe even tomorrow, it's just going to be not really ideal conditions for us to gain any perspective ground on our drought situation we have right now.
Is that early wheat that was planted, that you, it's not a lot, but there's quite a few fields that I drive around that's getting after it. You know, we got those showers in the last two or three weeks, but it's getting on up there where it's already booted and stuff. What's this hard freeze going to do to it?
Well, it's not probably far enough along just yet. If we were to have this freeze, like cold temperatures here in another probably 10 to 15 days, then we might see some more damage, but it's pretty resilient. Wheat's a pretty resilient crop, and as long as we're not too far along in there, we'll be okay. But just keep holding our, cross our fingers that things go good. I just hope that we get some rain for forage production, too, in case it does happen to freeze and cause us to lose some grain, that we'll still have some for forages, hay, or turn the cattle out on, because if you've been around and looked, there's not a lot of standing forage left anymore.
No.
And if we don't get some more rain here soon to grow some grass, grow some forage, it may be another long summer for us here in Western Oklahoma.
Yeah, because there's not a lot of hay left. And
no, sir.
And the grass is pretty short in a lot of pastures.
Yes.
And you take those combinations, which, you know, we got some moisture in the ground, which is a plus. Last year we didn't, but we still need some to get it going now.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, we do.
Well, Greg, hang tight with me for just a minute, and let's take
sure.
a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some meetings that you have coming up, and we're going to talk about some stickers right after this break. From the Wheeler General Store, Happy Cap Hour. Be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hi, it's Jenny from your local Big Deal Store. If you run a business and are looking for a fun and creative way to market it, Big Deals might just be a great fit. Imagine a radio marketing program that allows you to trade for your advertising schedule. Interested? Give us a shout and see for yourself.
If you'd like more information about Route 66 Big Deals, call 580-225-9696 and we'll be happy to show you how this program can benefit your business.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture.
It was 30 years old. No questions asked. 30 years old. We replaced it. Just like Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime of all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hi-Pro. For Hi-Pro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock and priced. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Have free. It's not. Feed and Ranch, 117 West. 263070.
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field, or you're on a construction site and your truck tire's flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has 8 people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the hay wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache hay wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See Everett'sWelding.com. Again, that's Everett'sWelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back to the Wheeler General Store Happy Cap Hour. Here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. And I've got the town of Hobart, which is the headquarters for Hobart Farm and Garden. Anyway, right now it's 45 degrees, feels like 39. Dew point is 21. Humidity is 38. Rain in the last 24 hours, zero. Winds north 12 miles an hour. Wind gust up to 20. Sunrise 7:46, sunset 7:45. Today mostly sunny, a little breezy, not bad, 52 degrees. Tomorrow not bad at all, 48, north winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Sunday calm winds and 48, sunny. Monday 56, south winds 15 to 20. Tuesday it warms up to 68, but you know what brings warmth? Wind. It'll be anywhere from 18 to 25 miles an hour with wind gust up to 30. Well, on the phone still with me right now is Mr. Greg Hartman. He is an OSU extensive specialist for Beckham County, and we were talking about potato plant. It's time to plant potatoes. Maybe a little cool, but it's time. Just get them in the ground and other stuff. Sticker season is on us. You know that's a bad word around here, right?
That's one of those nasty seven-letter words, sandburr, that's for sure.
Yeah. There's different ways. I mean, chemicals are one way of doing. I guess, is it time to put pre-emergent down for stickers now, or has it been time the last month or so?
Well, certainly you can go ahead and put them down right now. You know, sandburrs are just a common weed that are found very readily out here in pastures or our forage crops and even our lawns of our homeowners. You know, as the name implies, it's a sandburr, so it's very well suited for our sandier soils, and certainly we have a lot of those here in Beckham County. Sandburrs are a warm annual season grass that they can survive in a mild winter, which would make them almost like a little perennial, but they're going to germinate more in the summer. They're going to probably germinate the most in May and June, but there is a possibility for them to kind of germinate all the way along. Mother Nature has really armed them well that those seeds can be viable in the soil for 5 to 8 years. So if you have sandburr problems, the chances that you'll have sandburr problems for several years to come is very, very predictable that you will. You'll just have to stay very vigilant on them to make sure that you take care of them. And so control over several years is an intensive management situation where you have to utilize culture practices as well as sometimes herbicides. The first thing I would say whenever I get a call from someone about sandburr issues, I just ask them, and kind of like you would say too, have you ever had a soil sample? Have you sampled your soil to see what your nutritional level is? Because that can really dictate where you need to be at and how bad your sticker problems are. Not all, but most, a high percentage of sticker problems are going to be in low fertility soils, soils that are low in nitrogen, soils that are low in phosphorus, soils that are low in potassium. So if you can get those numbers, those nutrients up, normally sandburrs can't survive as well in Bermuda patches, and we'll just talk about Bermuda because that's we have most of that out here. They just don't survive in that because they can't compete with Bermuda if our nutritional levels are really, really good. You know, that nitrogen will really help get that forage kicked off good. The potassium and the phosphorus really help with good root zone issues there to help promote roots. So it's important that if you have not had a soil sample, let's get one of those done here. We'll know kind of where we're at as far as the nutritional level goes and try to help us out to make us a little bit better. So before you start throwing a lot of extra chemicals out there, if you don't know that you have a sandburr problem, let's get a soil sample. For mere $10, you can get that soil sample. It'll tell you a lot about your pH, NP, and K, and so we can get started there, which will really, really help us out. Another thing people ask about, what about burning off my place? Well, that's been proven that you can do that and have some success. The only concern I have with that is if you don't have enough fuel there, enough standing forage, they'll make that fire hot enough. Sometimes you might not get that fire hot enough to sterilize those seeds, and they'll go ahead and sprout anyway. So there's some issues there that you have to think about, long-term issues that you have to think about there to make sure that you're getting adequate retention as far as if you're going to burn a place, to make sure you get your fire hot enough that's going to sterilize those seeds that may be laying in that soil for, as I mentioned, a number of years before they actually go and germinate.
Yeah, because from I've heard, even though you might burn the little stickers off of the seed, that doesn't mean it won't germinate.
Sometimes it even helps them because the scratchification, the process of changing that molecular biology in that little seed there, it may even make a lot of them sprout quicker, which could be good if you put down a pre-emergent there to get them before they ever come up. So it's a two-edged sword. It could be positive and certainly could be negative in the same sense.
Well, you think with the clout you have, the pool you have up there at Stillwater, I think I've said this once since I started the show, with all these genetics they're changing on different kinds of crops and stuff, you should be able to have somebody up there figure out how to develop a thornless Bermuda grass head where they can bring them out here and cross-pollinate with these out here and breed with these so they at least won't have stickers on them.
That's for sure. You'd think we could, but that is probably a multi-million dollar project you're just talking about there.
And then all these chemicals people is buying and fertilizer and stuff, so they don't want to mess with the market. But yes, high rates of nitrogen fertilizer, I think, on Bermuda grass works really good. Mm-hmm. You get your Bermuda grass growing and get it healthy, as Kent's told me, you know, it'll choke those stickers out. Yes. And you're right. You know, where I have stickers on my place is pretty poor land, and on sand land, and yes, you've got a lot of stickers on there. And, you know, there's different ways of, you know, people need to read the labels. If you use chemicals, you absolutely need to read the labels or talk to somebody like you or anybody around over here that sells chemicals. You need to read your labels, because I've seen some guys spraying chemicals in their pasture, small pastures, where they might have some goats or a horse or some few head of cows, and they're spraying MSMA. And that's a no-no. I'm sorry. That's a big no-no. Read your labels. And, you know, MSMA is basically for lawns, if I'm not mistaken, and I'm not a chemical expert.
No, that's true. Homeowners, arsenic is not good in livestock production.
No, it's not. So be sure, if you do use chemicals, read the label. Hey, we got plenty of professionals and like you and guys that sell the chemicals at their places.
Sure.
Like Co-op, SEI, Sarah Crop, Johnson's Fertilizer over there. There's plenty of people that can help you through this. So just be careful with what you're doing out there.
Please call before you spray. Make sure everything's okay. And I didn't mention a lot about chemicals yet. There's a lot of cultural things we can do, like I've talked about, before you ever get to the chemicals. They're kind of a last resort there.
Yes.
They do work, but need to be careful with them.
And it's expensive.
Yes.
I'd rather fertilize my yard than spray it with chemicals.
That's true.
And so anyway, well, we got a couple minutes left here, and I appreciate your time today. But you have some CEU chances coming up. One is at Sentinel at Wichita County. When is that?
Yeah, that's going to be coming up March 22nd. That's this coming Wednesday. They're at the Sentinel Activity Barn, which is east of Sentinel. More than welcome to come from 10 to 2. We'll offer two CEU units of that, those continuing education units for those area farmers and ranchers that need those for their private applicator's license. There will be a meal served there by the Wichita County Farm Bureau Association, and we'll have a couple of people. I know there'll be a representative from the Ag Board. They're going to bring a guy to talk about a little bit about private applicators licensing, and as we move into 23, which is the last year of the cycle, everybody's runs out the 31st of December of 2023, so people need to be getting a brand new license again for the next five-year cycle. So we'll talk about that. And also on April 1st, Elk City Farm Home Show, we'll offer a couple of CUs there at that morning. Spencer Smith, I've been working with him, and Ms. Cup over there at the Elk City Chamber of Commerce. going to have a couple of CUs there in the morning, and I think Spencer and them are going to even feed you a little bit of lunch, hamburger probably there on that day. That's Saturday, April 1st, or the Oak City Farm and Home Show. Started at 8:30 that
8:30.
Day.
8:30, so. Yeah, and then when you get done and eat lunch, you can go to the bull sale.
Go to the bull sale.
Yeah. I got a quick question for you. What about adding, this is a question from text line, what about adding sulfur to fertilizer? Is that worth the extra $60 a ton in sandy soil Bermuda grass?
It will green up your soil. Really lots of extra green, especially if you have a wedding or something, you want to really green your grass. Put that sulfur out there. A micro test, that's extra $2 on that test there.
Soil samples, baby.
Yep, soil samples, that's all it's about.
Yeah. Greg Hartman, you are. You're the extension specialist for Beckham County. Thank you so much for coming on.
Betcha.
Enjoy having you on the show all the time.
Yep, great day.
Have a great weekend. Pick your penny news. God bless.
Hello. Here's a station you might like.
This is KECO, Elk City.
On Capitol Hill, Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Biden and the Irish Prime Minister attending an annual St. Patrick's Day lunch.